Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Thank you, Jimmy Lakey, and welcome to Call to Freedom. And that number, 1-877-917-7256, is good at 1 o'clock every day, Monday through Thursday. We're in the studio live, so if you have any response to anything, any opinions, any questions, any prayer requests, you can call right now at 1 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, or Mountain Daylight Time, until it is Mountain Standard Time on November the 2nd, something like that. Anyway.
I don't want those changes anymore.
No,
I would really for it to just stay standard.
Yeah, when we go
or
back.
Something. Stay yeah, something. So, stay yeah. daylight. Stay yep. Stay somewhere.
Yeah, because I've got clocks around the house, and I've got to go from one room to another and change the clocks. So
right.
That's just... That is not necessary. Praise the Lord. Oh, I want to tell you today, friend, be overjoyed to serve the Lord. There's nothing more worthy of your time. There's nothing more nourishing of your soul. And there's nothing more satisfying to your spirit than to serve God. It's just been a blessing all my life. Well, most of my life, I have been serving the Lord, and it is just a blessing. Today, Erica Kirk will receive the Medal of Honor for her husband, Charlie Kirk. And I believe President Trump has named this day, October the 14th, Charlie Kirk Day. Mm-hmm. And that's a holiday. I don't know if it will be federal, but that's a holiday we need to remember. October the 14th, every year, right after Columbus Day.
That's an honor.
It is. It's such an honor. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. If you'd like to contact us by emailing, you can go to Barbara at freedomstreet.org. Chris, I'm trying to get rid of the Carmack. Barbara@freedomstreet.org, Kimberly@freedomstreet.org, or hello@freedomstreet.org. And when Kimberly goes back to Tulsa, Broken Arrow, then you can actually email her and she'll get it. You'll get it anywhere you are, Kimberly.
Anywhere. That's right.
Anywhere.
That's the beauty of internet. And
that's right.
The website. It'll reach me anywhere.
Yes. So, and if you would like to go to freedomstreet.org, that's our website, and you can get radio programs, you can get newsletter, you can get Bible guides, and you can get the blogs that Kimberly is writing. In fact, I just typed out another one from Darren, and I will send that to you, Kimberly. I had not thought about that, but I will give it to you for a blog.
Good,
because,
yeah.
Oh, his teaching is so good. And we have had more downloads for our encore shows on
with Darren.
Friday,
yes.
With Darren. So I'm so grateful and honored that you remember him. What an anointed man of God.
Yes.
And it's just such a blessing to have been with him for 19 of these years, of his years on this earth. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
And he loved you, girl. He really did. He just loved Kimberly Angel. He named you Angel.
Yeah,
yes, Kimberly Angel.
He did. I'm not sure I actually deserved that name, but maybe he was speaking the things that are not as though
they are. That's right. We got to remember that. We really do. Oh, our verse for this week is from Nahum. You may not know where Nahum is, but it's right around where Micah is and where Hosea and Joel are. And I'm not going to tell you what order they are because I myself don't know. I just kind of flip the pages till Holy Spirit says, oh, that's it. Oh, Nahum 1 verse 7. Oh, the Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows all those who put their trust in him. And you have some added things that you wanted to add to that verse 8.
Well, you were reading both of them yesterday.
Yes, and it is, yeah, both of them in the Living.
Go ahead.
Okay. And in the Living, it says, the Lord is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes. Oh, it's so good. He is close to those who trust in him. And this is verse 8. But he will sweep away his enemies in an overwhelming flood. He will pursue his foes into the darkness of night.
Right. And when we think of these verses, I just really enjoy thinking about them outside of present, past, or future.
Mm-hmm.
Our English language, we don't know how to put sentences together without using some form of present or future or past. Uh-huh. And that's just how our language is. But the original language here didn't have anything to do with past or present or future. So if we think of God being our refuge right here, right now, that he is with us and he knows those who are trusting in him.
Yes.
And those who trust in him know him. If we think that way, then when we hear about how he is chasing the wicked into darkness,
mm-hmm.
we can also be thinking of how that happens right here, right now. If we are worried, if we are stressed out, full of anxiety, if we're angry and bitter about something,
mm-hmm.
those negative feelings are pushing us into a dark place.
Yes.
We get discouraged when we are feeling those feelings.
Yes.
And we can even get depressed. And that can be right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this scripture can be telling us, stay in touch right now with the Lord.
Yes.
And when you realize that you're feeling discouragement, you're feeling anger that's turning to rage, and then you just want to sin against God and against people because of the rage. Or if you are challenged with depression, self-pity, whatever it might be, this is where you want it to be kind of a little red flag that's waving its hand at you and saying, mm-hmm. Hey, you forgot your helmet today.
Yes.
That helmet of salvation that we are offered, what that means is that Jesus' work is so complete that we actually don't have to worry. We really don't have to worry.
Yes.
If you're worried about your loved one and whether or not they have sinned or not come to the Lord, and they've backslidden, that is a sure sign that you don't have that helmet that is reassuring your mind and your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus' work is so complete that if you are tempted to get worried, if you're listening to lies from the enemy that are wanting to discourage you and make you depressed and stress you out, then your helmet is missing. Mm-hmm. We've got to put that helmet of salvation on. Jesus saves
mm-hmm. yes,
all.
He does. Yes.
His forgiveness is for all. And I know we like to qualify that and say, oh, sure, if they repent. No, just take the qualifications off for a moment.
Well, some of us want to take matters in our own hands. It's, you know, Holy Spirit is taking too long. It's kind of like when Saul was going to give the incense for the sacrificing of the sheep because Samuel just didn't come on the right time. And we have to
soon enough.
Mm-hmm. We have to let go
of the timing.
Of the timing.
And I think that's
yes.
really hard for us in this Western world.
Yes.
Mostly because of our language.
Mm-hmm.
Our language, it's all about timing.
Mm-hmm.
Our language is either speaking in present tense right now here with you and I live,
mm-hmm.
or it's speaking about something that happened in the past and we are using past tense verbs, or we're talking about something that's going to happen in the future. Mm-hmm. And then we get stuck in those mindsets.
Mm-hmm.
God is not a God of time.
That's right.
And so what he has accomplished for us is complete and perfect.
Oh,
right here.
That's right.
Right now. And if you will be sold out on that instead of thinking about something that happened in the past or something that you're really anxious about that needs to happen in the future, if you would just be sold out on the fact that what Jesus has done is perfect and complete, mm-hmm. it's better. It's better than what all the law was and
yes.
the covenant before. He has made a better covenant.
Yes.
And it covers all of our situations that would cause worry or doubt or fear.
That's right. The thing that triggers me is that when I am worried to the point that there is no peace, Jesus promised, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. When I don't have that peace, Kimberly, I know that I'm too anxious and I'm not relying on God and taking time with him.
Yeah, thank you
until
for that.
Until that peace comes.
Right.
Yes.
And that's the helmet that we're talking about.
Yes.
That is peace, to know that your head is covered. Mm-hmm. You know, when the enemy's coming at you and throwing stones at you, to know that your head is covered, that's peace.
Yes.
Our head, our mind, our thoughts in our head need to be covered with the peace of Jesus.
Yes. And where did David's stone hit Goliath? Right in the head, right between the little tiny slot in his helmet, Kimberly.
Right. So we want to be able to take the lies out, the lies, the lies that defy our God. And that's what Goliath was doing. He was defying the God of Israel, the God who saves, the God who has always saved his people.
Yes.
He was defying them. He was questioning the power of God. We want to be able to take the enemy out.
That's right.
Not let the enemy take us out.
That's why I love verse 8 of Nahum 1, because it says here, God will sweep away his enemies. They're not your enemies. They're his enemies.
Mm.
Give it over to him in an overwhelming flood. And Kimberly, in the November Express, I have an article with the Charlie Kirk honoring him. And it takes Isaiah 59 verse 19, which says, and it has been traditionally, when the enemy comes in like a flood, comma, the Lord lifts up a standard against him. Well, one scholar, I don't remember if it was Derek Prince that I heard this from, he said, change that comma to
just
when
the comma.
Just the comma, no words. When the enemy comes in, comma, like a flood, the Lord lifts up a standard. See, we don't want to think that the enemy is going to come in greater and mightier than God. He doesn't. He can't. No.
He can't.
So I love that little, what do you call it, information that we got.
Right, because even back then in the original language, there were no commas.
You're right.
And so that is strictly something that we have done in translation, and that is someone's idea of the translation, you know, somewhere along the way. So that's good. That's really a good way to look at the power of our God is so much greater. He's the flood. He's the flood.
That's right. I'm glad that Naaman was saying that. He will sweep away his enemies in an overwhelming flood.
And what are his enemies? They're lies. They are lies.
Right.
He is the truth.
Yes.
And any lie that causes us to doubt his power, to doubt his love for us, his love for us is complete.
Amen.
He looks at us and says, oh, you are perfect to me.
Mm-hmm.
You are my perfect partner. He's saying that today, present tense, real time. He's not saying future, and it will be future as well. And he's not saying past, although it was past as well. He knew his plan from before he ever created the foundations of this universe.
Yes, he did.
And he's saying, this is it. This is the plan. This is my perfect partner. And guess what? There is nothing you can do to mess up God's plan. His plan is still working. It is working. It has worked and it will work. He's God. So we're the ones that want to come into alignment with his thinking. We want the lies to be swept up in a flood of God's truth and washed away into darkness.
Yes,
so that all we live in is light.
Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry to not complete your thought, because you've got such great thoughts. But I was thinking about some people. I've heard some teachers say, well, if you aren't available for God to use, he'll choose someone else. No, God is so patient and long-suffering, Kimberly. He's just going to wait. He has assigned us certain things to be ministers of certain things, and he's going to wait until we're ready to do that assignment that he's given to us.
We are valuable and we are important to his plan. And, and we will accomplish what he has called us to do. We will.
Yes.
You will. You will. And you are. You are accomplishing it. And I think that when somebody says something like that, the way that it can lift a heavy load off of our shoulders, is to remember that if we felt like we were supposed to give to someone, but we didn't give to them, mm-hmm. the Lord makes sure that they get what they need.
Yes.
So we can always trust that and remember that mm-hmm. and take the responsibility off of our shoulders, put it on His. He knows what He's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Even in our fear, you know, maybe we didn't give because we were afraid that we wouldn't have enough for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So even in our fear, the Lord is working, and His image is being created in us, perfected in us every day,
yes.
even when we feel fear.
That's right.
That's when we want to be able to look at it and say, you know, this fear is not serving me very well. I don't think it's in agreement with God. It's not in agreement to the truth. So I would rather it get washed away in a flood of God's truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's how His enemies get swept away.
Yes. In the series, The House of David, we were watching a little bit of the Goliath, time of Goliath, and when he was asked, "Are you afraid?" and he said, "Yes."
When David was asked,
yes,
yeah,
David was asked, "Are you afraid?"
Yeah, his brother, "Why are you not terrified?" He said,
I am
terrified. But you know, courage is not having a lack of fear. Courage is not having a lack of fear.
That's good.
Courage is moving forward even when there is fear present.
Yes.
Courage is knowing that you are not alone and that God's plan is working. That's your helmet. Mm-hmm. When you know that, you have covered your thoughts. And even though you might be feeling yourself trembling and shaking, even though you might have a little fear in giving, you know, that's what's interesting to me. I can look back on my past and realize that the times that I didn't give to somebody when I felt like I was supposed to,
mm-hmm.
that I am now a different person because I look back and I regret. And mm-hmm. the regret doesn't lead me to shame or guilt or condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just regret. You know, I want to do that differently next time.
Yes.
It's that kind.
It motivates you to do something different the next time. Yes. Because you have realized that if you would have given at that time, God would have multiplied over and over. And so we're talking to you today. If you have not been a giver with, you know, the opportunity to give freely, well, I haven't had the money. Really? Ask God, Father God, can I afford to just have a little bit less? You're going to provide for me, Lord, in every area of my life to give more freely than I've been giving. And I will promise you that I will do it the next time. Because we have all those times when we don't give when we should have given. And I'm sure, you know, I think of Jesse Duplantis, and when the Lord says, "I want you to give $40,000, he was sitting in this conference and he says, "Lord," I mean, he looked around. He thought, well, God's talking to the guy next to me. And then he said, "Well, Lord, that's all I have on this earth. That's all I have." And the Lord says, "That's all I'm asking you to give." And now he's got jets that have been paid for. His whole ministry is paid for because he was willing to seed. Plant that seed of $40,000, and that might be so much to you, but friend, God's not asking you to give $40,000 if you don't have the $40,000.
Yeah.
He's asking you to give what you are willing to give in your spirit man, in your spirit person.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
And that kind of fear can also spill over into our worry about our loved ones.
Mm.
We can worry whether or not a loved one is going to heaven. That's not on us.
That's right.
It's not on us. Jesus' work really is complete. And when we choose to believe that He will make a way where there seems to be no way, even if it's in their last breath, mm-hmm. He will make that way
mm-hmm.
where there seems to be no way. That is how we know that our thoughts are guarded by this helmet, the helmet of salvation.
Yes.
We, the ones who do know that we are going to be in heaven with the one that we love because we're loyal. We do love Him and we're not afraid of the cost. There are others who are fearful.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid of the cost and it's okay. He understands that. He doesn't look upon them with anger. And when He hears you praying for your loved one, he's answering your request. In fact, he's saying that he doesn't want any to perish,
yes.
not even the wicked.
Yes.
He says it in the Old Testament, in Ezekiel. He says it in the New Testament, in 2
yes.
Peter. He does not wish for any to perish,
Amen.
Not even the wicked. So if you are still worrying about your loved one, if you have fear over whether or not your loved ones are going to heaven, let the helmet of salvation cover your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Let Jesus' perfect work, the better work, he came to bring a better covenant and to do a better work.
Yes.
This is what we have been taught. So the law and the rules that were given to us, you know, some of us who are worried about our loved ones, it's because they've broken some rules. They have broken the law.
But that doesn't send you to hell, Kimberly.
No.
What sends you to hell?
Your rejection
of Jesus Christ. Yes.
And really, that's a rejection of humility. It's being this person that says, I don't need any help at all. And you know what? By the time you're taking your last breath, that's when you realize you do need help.
That's right.
So it's okay that there's a last breath being taken.
Mm-hmm.
There is a way that Jesus can reach our loved ones. They're his beloved first, not
amen.
Ours.
Oh, amen. I remember when your father went to Canada with Dave Duell, and they were spending the weekend. They got in on Friday and had a weekend revival of sorts. And your father was relaxing on Sunday afternoon in another room. He did not realize that Dave was battling the enemy, I mean, for 2 or 3 hours, battling the darkness of the enemy, because David was a man who really spoke miracles, God's miracles, mm-hmm. into manifestation. And after 2 or 3 hours, Kimberly, the only word he could get out after this struggle, it reminds me of Jacob wrestling with the Lord Jesus. All he had to say was Jesus, and it broke that darkness.
Mm.
And he went into John, your father's room, bedroom. He said, John, I've just been wrestling with the enemy, and I spoke Jesus, and he broke that. He broke that darkness. Just the name of Jesus, Kimberly, during your last breath on this earth, Jesus will get you into heaven, proclaiming that name, Jesus.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. And sometimes, you know, I remember Daddy telling me that he had dreams, and he just encouraged me. If I had dreams and I felt like I couldn't speak in the dream, to think.
Mm-hmm.
Think the name Jesus.
Yes.
Think of the cross and picture the cross.
Yes.
And that would be, and that has brought me so much peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have to be something that comes out of our mouth with our tongue and our breath. It can be something we think on.
Yes, casting every vain and evil imagination and every lofty thought, casting it down.
Yes.
Against the precious love of God and the name of God.
That's right.
And taking every thought. See,
captive.
It doesn't say words. It
no.
says every thought captive to the obedience of Christ.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's how we do that, is we rest in the peace that Jesus has given us. It wouldn't be a very good peace if we had to just keep worrying and keep worrying.
Mm-hmm.
His peace is stronger than that.
Yes.
His peace is more of a rock than that. So we don't want to forget. And that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about a helmet. I'm talking about the fact that we've forgotten. If the helmet is not in place, that means we have forgotten how good he is, that he has done a perfect and complete work.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do have the helmet in place, that means we're remembering. We're remembering how good he is.
That's right.
That's what the helmet is. It's not there when you have forgotten. It is there when you remember.
Yes.
And we want to continue to remember, remind ourselves. We want to lean on him, not on our own understanding. That's what the helmet is. It's leaning on him, trusting in him. We trust that his work is complete and perfect.
Trusting in the Lord with all our heart. And leaning not unto our own understanding is also a thought process, Kimberly.
That's right.
It's what are your thoughts? God knows. God's ways are far above your ways and our ways. God's thoughts, are far more, and he knows our thoughts. every
right.
thought we have. Mm. We cannot stay away from, keep our thoughts from God. Oh God, I'll go into this closet and I'll be thinking these thoughts or doing this on my computer, this pornography. He won't see this. Oh, God sees everything. Mm. This loving God that created us. He loves us so much, Kimberly, that he's,
yes.
he will go to the lounge with you, to the bar with you. He will go into the liquor store with you.
And onto those sites, those
onto
websites.
Those sites,
he's
yes.
He's with us. And the greatest commandment Jesus told us is that we love the Lord our God with all our hearts, all our souls, all our strength. Don't forget all your mind. That
all
means your
mind.
Thoughts. Your thoughts.
Yes.
And so when we are able to love like that, hey, if you're not able to, ask him to help you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been asking all these years. Help me love you like that. When we love like that, that's when we have the assurance that does sweep away all fear, all doubt, all mm-hmm. unbelief. Mm-hmm. It sweeps away worry and stress. It sweeps away anger and bitterness.
Yes.
And we find ourselves in this beautiful place of peace and joy that can't be taken from us.
That's right.
It cannot be shaken.
So don't forget your helmet. What you were saying about the very beginning of this program. Don't forget your helmet, that precious helmet of salvation. Oh, that's a great starting point, Kimberly, when we know that we belong to Jesus Christ. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And he will never leave us or forsake us. Oh, remember that, friends. Remember that, my friends. We are so privileged to have you listen to us every day. If you'd like to learn more about us, go to freedomstreet.org. Email us. We'd be happy to answer any problems. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.